It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. 833-JOE-ALEX is our number. Anytime you'd like to be part of a conversation, just say what up. Make sure you do that. What do you spend your disposable income on? I mean, my obvious one right off the bat is food. It is pretty sad. If you actually track the amount of money you spend on something, oh my God, we spend hundreds and hundreds. I remember when I was a single guy, 1 month, not like fancy dining. I'm just talking fast food or to go. Like not a big sit down while that's a $50 or $100 meal. Just, you know, quick things.
Yeah.
I spent $700 on a month, which is insane. Jeez. Back oh in the day, back God. In the
single
day guy.
I don't even understand how that's possible unless you're eating like eight
breakfast,
a day.
Lunch, dinner, like every, there was no food in my apartment. There was none.
Yeah, but you had to have been stopping for snacks too. Like I'm saying, you had to have like second lunch and second dinner because I don't know how that's possible.
Well, of course, everybody knows that there's a second lunch, Alex. I mean, I didn't know how to explain it to people. there's fourth meal. I
right.
mean, there's a
that's
lot of
what
meals.
I'm saying, because I, you know, don't cook. I barely ever have anything in the house to eat too, and I eat out for most of my meals, and I don't spend that much, so I don't know how you're doing that.
Would you say that your food, though, is your biggest disposable income, like the biggest thing you spend money on besides the necessaries of like having a vehicle and you know, a phone and different things and
probably,
a place to live at?
And then clothes second.
Wow, so you're but that makes sense though, right? I know I'm being sexist, Liv, but I mean, don't women always spend money on clothes?
Yeah. I mean, I probably am the same. I don't actually feel like I spend that much on food, to be honest, but I go to the grocery all the time.
Is it wrong to assume
rarely eat out?
That you spend all your money on alcohol?
Yeah.
Like partying, going out doing your thing?
Yeah, I'd say so. I feel like I don't really spend that much when I'm out normally. Like I've gone out twice this month so far.
What? Oh my
yeah.
gosh. Wow,
last time okay. I went out to Liv, went out with Liv, she ordered some kind of cabbage soup before partying.
It was really good.
Wait, before you partied, you cabbage souped it up?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we went out for dinner and I got cabbage soup and it was really, really good.
It was like liquid rabbit food. It was sick.
Hit that dab, amazing. Girl. Dab it. Oh, there we go. Cabbage is working. Well, the number one thing, a poll they did, 2,000 people that they spend their disposable income on, was eating out at restaurants. Like last night, my wife Lindsay and I went out and we dropped $50. And I hate doing that. That makes me cringe dropping that. But you figure if you do that a couple times a week, like for a big dinner, hundreds of dollars that up there. Another thing that made the list coming in the top 10, like at number 8, was pets. I don't even want to talk about
what are you
how
buying
many,
for pets?
Food, vet, toys.
And every like going to the vet
daycare.
Is like expensive for pets. Dude, ugh. Pets are literally like burning money.
They
that's
are.
Why I, that's another reason I don't want one.
I can legit see why you don't want an
why?
Animal for that.
You can't afford it, Alex.
No, I can.
But
I
you
mean,
don't want to spend that much money on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, well, I don't like the like responsibility of like, oh, I'm out, but sorry, I have to go all the way home because I have to let it out. Also,
we don't call it it.
Taking
they have names.
Taking well, I don't have a pet, so it's fictional. Taking it all the way down, like all my flights of stairs to make sure I walk it around. I'm not trying to do that, especially in bad weather. You have to still walk your dog. Just all of it is the worst.
I mean, not really.
And the money for, and cleaning up. My friend last night texted me. She's like, oh, I'm cleaning up, throw up. I'm like, yeah, no, none of this, no. Why in the world would anyone want to do that?
If you're living in a house and you have like a fenced in backyard, you don't ever have to walk it if you don't
Yeah, but
want
that's
to.
What I'm saying. I live in an apartment. So my building is pet friendly, but the people that have them, they always have to walk down all these stairs and then go out and all that. And I don't want to do that.
My dog actually is like, you know what? You need to walk me more. Paddington broke out last night. He dug a hole under our fence. I didn't even talk about that yet.
Oh, did he?
Scared the crap out of us. Yeah, we had to go track him down.
Aw, that's
I was
sad.
Like,
that's
buddy,
scary.
Get over here.
How irresponsible of you.
You know what? Shut your little word hole. Other things on there, music or concerts. I love going to concerts, but once again, I'm so cheap. It's funny how I'll just spend money all day on food and I don't think about it. But like, if I want to go see like Mumford & Sons or a concert, I'm like, how much is that ticket?
My friend literally saw Mumford & Sons like last night.
Really?
Yeah.
Did they have a good time? Was it a good show?
Oh my gosh, the best time.
Totally I'm going to go see them next week.
Oh,
I love
girl, really?
Mumford & Sons.
Are we sitting next to each other?
Are you going?
Yes, I'm going. I love Mumford & Sons.
I don't know, maybe we are. Did you get your tickets from the label or did you buy them?
Wait, you got label tickets?
I pulled some strings.
But you know I like Mumford & Sons.
I did not know that. I don't know who you like. I have it. No idea who you like musically.
Let me I feel see. Like Mumford
Taylor
and Sons
Swift.
Is very
no, you don't.
What'd you say about Mumford & Sons?
I feel like it's so universal. Like, I haven't met anyone that doesn't like Mumford & Sons.
You know, the biggest thing I got out of this whole disposable income idea was just that Alex and I relate on something, and I never knew that. I mean, I feel like we're new people now. Like we have a new cosmic connection.
It's special.
Last night, I got to meet the people involved in my case for Child Advocates. And this kid says, we're talking about, like, you know, who we like to listen to. And I said, well, I love listening to Taylor Swift. And they go, it's Taylor Swift, not Taylor Swift. And I said, did I say that? And they said, yes. And the kid roasted me I said Taylor Swift last night.
Oh, there she did it again. Every time Alex tries to talk about it, it's just...
Do I sound country?
Yes, I think you do.
Do I have a southern accent when I say Taylor Swift?
There, she did it again. Taylor Swift.
What is this?
We got bad blood.
Yeah.
Used to be mad love.
It used to be mad love, but now, nope.
All right. It's the Joe and Alex Show with Hillbilly Sally over here.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.